Welcome, Nicole Marola.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So let's start with what you're reading this summer. What's on the top of your list of books to read?
The top of my list right now actually is Richard Powers' newish novel called Orfeo. I've just started it, and I have to say that I'm really kind of engrossed in the way that he is weaving together music, musical composition, chemistry, and bioterrorism. Now, I'm only about halfway through, so I don't know how the novel ends, but it's a really engrossing read so far. It's kind of a mystery, and it's kind of a, it's sort of about this man's life, the protagonist, Peter Ells. It's a little bit about his relationship, failed relationship with his ex-wife, but it seems to me that it's primarily about his relationship with music and with chemistry and with the pieces of life and how they all go together. So it's, I would definitely recommend that.
Sounds fascinating. Now, for those of us who really like nonfiction, any great biographies or history books that you would recommend for this summer?
Two things that I'm reading in terms of nonfiction: Elizabeth Colbert's The Sixth Extinction, which I know has been at the top of many bestseller lists. I think it's an incredibly important natural history of extinction. She's, I think, really excellent in terms of the way that she weaves together science, the personalization of science, and concepts big and small. So I think in terms of science writing, she's a very literary science writer. She's an author that I teach actually quite a lot in my classes, and the students find her prose very accessible and compelling.
What's sort of the theory of this book, or what is she exploring?
Sure. So she's looking at the ways that in the current moment, we are experiencing the sixth mass extinction, loss of biodiversity, mostly in terms of climate change, but also in terms of other kinds of human causes. So hunting, overfishing, deforestation, and Colbert situates the sixth mass extinction in terms of evolutionary history and geological history in deep time. And so she, I think, really does a nice job of giving context for the ways in which this sixth extinction fits into, but is also different from, the five previous mass extinctions.
Now, you said you also have a second nonfiction pick for us today.
Yes. Yeah, so I just started reading a book called Ice, The Nature, the History, and the Uses of an Astonishing Subject. It came out in 2005, and it's by Mariana Gosnell. And I picked it up because a friend recommended it to me. And it seems like the summer is the perfect time to read about ice. You might be looking at your glass, your beverage, whatever's in it, and thinking about what is it exactly that's keeping it cold. And Gosnell has the book is really wide ranging. She talks about the way that ice freezes up on lakes. She talks about glaciers. She talks about ice in the atmosphere, the icy moons of some of the far out planets in the solar system, ice in the body. And so it's an incredibly well researched book, and I think incredibly fascinating, full of anecdotes and memoir and autobiography when she goes and explores some of these subjects in person. And she has lots of really great quotes from literary sources, and it's fascinating.
Sounds like a wonderful escape from a hot summer day.
It is.
Now, summer is also a time when you might be planning a vacation, maybe looking for a break from some of the more serious stuff. Nicole Marola, can you recommend a good old-fashioned crime novel or a thriller to check out this summer?
Absolutely. I would totally, totally recommend a Swedish journalist and novelist called Johan Thierin. His book, The Darkest Room, is from, it was published in 2008 in Swedish, I believe, and came out in English in 2009. And it's a kind of crime fiction, ghost story, Nordic noir, family drama, all wrapped up into one novel. And it's set in this 19th century house on the island of Åland. And it's not really clear whether the drowning of one of the main characters toward the beginning of the book, is it natural? Is it supernatural? And so the novel really weaves together the story of the house that the two main characters live in, the past occupants of the house, and house renovations, and the northern nature. It's set in the winter. So it's another good, I think, book for the summer. Really, really excellent, well plotted.
Sounds ripe for a television or
yes,
film adaptation.
Absolutely.
So how about something that you could read maybe with your kids or something you could discuss with your mom while you're visiting during the summer months?
Sure. So Anne Pancake has a new, it's a book of short stories and a novella. It's called Me and My Daddy Listen to Bob Marley, which is a great title. And Anne Pancake, most of the stories are set in Appalachia, in West Virginia. And what I really like about her stories are the ways in which she details the kind of the personal interactions of cousins, of husbands and wives, of friends. And her stories are very much about the people and their interaction with landscape. And so I find them to be very finely wrought. The language is really interesting. And I think that they are good fodder for conversation. Absolutely.
Well, Nicole Marola is an associate professor at the Rhode Island School of Design and chair of the Department of Literary Arts and Studies. Thanks so much for your recommendations.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
We'll have all of Nicole Marola's book picks for the summer at our website, ripr.org.